New Jersey is gearing up to be the first state in the nation to incorporate a climate change curriculum across all 7 subject areas, of course for science, but also physical ed, social studies, and performing arts. As more states consider how to teach about the impacts of climate change, we wanted to check in on Chatham High School in Chatham, New Jersey, one of more than 2,000 public schools in the state implementing its new curriculum this fall. Kristen Crawford is the supervisor of science at Chatham High, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Well, Kristen, New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy made this interesting point when she said, "The generation that you teach is not only the most impacted by climate change, but will also be in charge of finding solutions." So this infusion of climate change curriculum that you all are doing, it's pretty expansive. It's meant to be taught across all subjects. How exactly will this work?
So that's a great question. So we at Chatham High School and in Chatham Schools, we are implementing climate change sort of across the K through 12 curriculum. So at the high school level, we talk about climate change not only in the sciences, but we are also discussing it in classes like our English classes, where we might be reading a book that has to do with climate change. Another great example is in one of our world language classes in our German class. Students have done research about how other countries are dealing with climate change and some of the solutions that they are using to mitigate the impacts of climate change. We also have architectural classes where students are using green practices to be able to design different buildings so that it's kind of infused in all these different areas.
What's been some of the most challenging parts of building this ambitious curriculum and teaching this topic?
So I think one of the things is, first of all, we know that our science teachers have a great background on climate change, but really discussing sort of what climate change is. I always say that when you talk about climate and climate change, a kindergartner is not going to understand what that is, but they can understand how to dress the bear for the weather. So one of the things that we might do at a kindergarten level is just talk about what is climate and how is climate kind of, you know, related to weather. And then building on top of that, how climate is kind of changing and what happens when climate changes. Why should I be really concerned about climate changing throughout my lifetime? We want students to know that as a young generation, first give them knowledge about what it means and what climate change means, and then empower them to be able to design the solutions that they can in order to change climate change or slow it down, and to maybe even change some of their family practices.
This is all going to kick off beginning in the fall, which, you know, of course, us being in a pandemic right now, we're hoping that all of students will be back in school by then. But what are some of the challenges for your district right now as you all are preparing for this really ambitious effort?
So I think some of the, you know, challenges that we have right now are students, you know, their hybrid model or being in school for part of the day. But we're incorporating hands-on things with, you know, considering social distancing and disinfecting. So the teachers are really going above and beyond to give students those hands-on experiences and those skills. Only because, you know, we know that if we are designing a green building or if we are designing something that's a model of alternative energy, it takes hands-on. I think computers are great and they have a place, but we also want them to be able to experience, maybe sometimes this doesn't work out. How am I going to problem solve this and make it work? But I think that the teachers are resilient and they really find great ways to be able to get the ideas across to students.
Well, let's bring in one of your students, high school senior Naomi Boyd. Naomi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So you're currently taking AP Environmental Science. You're also a member of your school's green team. Last year, you attended several town hall meetings to discuss the ban of plastics at grocery stores. I mean, Naomi, you could be focused on a lot of things at this age. Why is this topic so important to you?
Well, I grew up in kind of a woodsy area of Chatham, and I've always really appreciated all of nature. And I think climate change is kind of stressful for all of that wildlife. And I really think that we need to keep it nice and green and beautiful. Like, I mean, the world has always been like this, and seeing the changes that are happening because of humans is kind of alarming.
Yeah, you can see it right before your eyes.
Definitely.
We've seen Greta Thunberg and other climate activists address the climate crisis in Congress. What do you want the conversation in Congress to be about at this stage?
So I think Congress should address the energy situation that we have right now, because so much of our energy comes from fossil fuels, which are maybe the largest contributing factor of climate change, because they're contributing directly to the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So I think the ultimate goal should be to have those electric vehicles be powered by renewable energy like solar or wind.
You heard me mention to Mrs. Crawford, New Jersey First Lady Murphy's statements that your generation is the most impacted and also the generation that will likely find the solutions to this crisis. Is that daunting? Does that feel daunting to you?
It does a little bit, but I think it's kind of a welcome challenge, because I think so many people in our generation are really interested in this issue and they're really willing to work to solve it. And I think we will definitely come up with a solution very soon at the pace we're going.
Kristen, how does it feel to hear students like Naomi be so knowledgeable about what's happening in our world? And not only that, she's an activist.
So, you know, for me, it makes me so proud to be able to have a student who has been, you know, gone through our high school, taken our courses, to be able to be informed. And really, that is our goal as educators, to be able to teach the students about issues that refer to climate, and so they understand the climate science. It's not really about a political activism in a sense. It's that, you know, we want you to understand climate science because maybe one day you'll be the one to create the solution, but understand climate science so you can make an informed decision and improve your quality of life in your community, maybe globally, and then maybe perhaps, you know, become an activist at the political level. So I'm, you know, Naomi is a great example of someone who's gotten the knowledge through many of her courses, but I also feel that we are doing a good job at setting the seed to students as they're young and as they move up, and they'll get to understand it a little bit higher as they go. So hopefully we'll have more students to be able to, you know, make the change, so to speak.
Do you have any tips for teachers or other schools outside of your state who are just taking on this step?
You know, for teachers, I think we don't want to overwhelm students. We want to empower students. So we want to say, yes, this is a problem, but guess what? This is how we can solve it. And, you know, I think that it's that balance between the two, because I find that sometimes students are not really aware of the different types of green energy we have until we introduce them in the classroom. But then they'll notice it more if they're driving down the highway or going on a trip and seeing, you know, a wind turbine or solar panels. And they'll go, oh, yes, we learned about that. And this is how they work. So I think don't get overwhelmed. Take it step by step. And I think that with anything that we do, teachers do, we educate kids for the future, and you're educating students to just, you know, make the place where they live to be better.
Very good advice. Naomi, I'm hearing that you're graduating in a few weeks. Congratulations. Tell me what's next for you.
Thank you. I'm going to be studying at University of Massachusetts Amherst in the Honors College, and I'm planning on majoring in biology and hopefully studying animals and ecology. I was really interested in looking at patterns of birds and how that is changing because of climate change.
That's high school senior Naomi Boyd and Kristen Crawford, who is the supervisor of science at Chatham High School in New Jersey. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And my best to you, Mrs. Crawford, as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.